Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So the message is, oh, you're a pilot, doesn't like some minimum wage control freak sticking their hands down your pants or being radiated. You shoot video of the fact that almost everybody else who works at the airport just gets to drive right in. There's no security. That's all a fraud. That it's all security theater. And here's the AP headline. TSA probes pilot critical of airport security. The guys have another headline up there. Lawyer, feds probe pilot critical of air security. Yeah, you don't. Oh, you may be a terrorist. We better. And it goes on. They raided his house. Showed up, intimidated their way in and said, give us your firearm, your government issued firearm. You don't show video. I could drive down to Bergstrom International Airport right now. It is literally 2 miles from where I sit. And I could set up a camera on a street corner and I could videotape. In fact, I ought to send Rob Dew over there right now. I could videotape the airport workers driving right up, swiping a card, and going on. Going right onto the tarmac. And I will bet you $1,000 that within 10 minutes, police are going to pull up, all freaked out, and go, why are you videotaping? We're here with Alex Jones, local media. The cops, of course, know who I am. They'll still say, "You." Well, wait a minute. It's our right. We're just showing the airport. Oh, but see, we might be terrorists. They'll try to, outside of law, intimidate us not to do it. And then I could do it myself or have Rob Dew do it right now or one of the other crew guys. Explain to them, well, we're here showing how it's just wide open security. There is no security. Well, that's what this pilot did. And the government, first they said it was the airlines. Now Yahoo says it was the government, went in and told YouTube to take his videos down. So here's the headline. TSA probes pilot critical of airport security. Federal authorities are investigating a pilot. They got a different one up on screen. I'm reading one off my computer if folks are confused. My headline is TSA probes pilot critical of airport security. Federal authorities are investigating a pilot who posted videos on YouTube that were critical of security at San Francisco International Airport. The pilot's attorney said Friday. Don Werno of the Santa Fe-based law firm Werno & Associates of the Transportation Security Administration is looking into whether his client revealed sensitive information. Yeah, Oh, yes, they want to keep you safe when they're not having the State Department get the underwear bomber drugged out of his gourd onto an aircraft. Then we have the witnesses on the show, the Haskells, who saw it all happen. The FBI comes to their office and tells them shut up, basically, and then it comes out it was all true. And then the boss of the underwear drug head, the mind control zombie, is admittedly secretly working at the Pentagon, hanging out secretly, Anwar al-Awlaki. But let's just ignore all that. Let's all have telescreens in Walmart and spy on our neighbors and all get scared. The pilot remains anonymous with a major airline, but he has withdrawn from a program that trains flight crews to help prevent hijackings after authorities confiscated his federally issued firearm, Werno said. He declined to release the pilot's name, citing concerns about the man's job. The TSA wouldn't answer questions, but said in a statement it is responding to the situation and is confident that the security at San Francisco International Airport. As to access control at San Francisco Airport, the TSA is confident in the tools the airport has implemented and reminds passengers they are security measures in place that are both seen and unseen. Yes, like your neighbor watching you, that old lady on a power trip, the busybody, who's now a government agent. When she doesn't watch reruns of 24, she's watching you. The pilot posted several videos on YouTube in November and early December that showed ground crew members swiping security cards and entering secure areas without undergoing any screening. He notes in the footage the pilots undergo intense screening, but then have access to axe-like weapons that are stored in the cockpit in case of emergencies. Well, you better raid this guy. My gosh, he may be a danger. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Stay with us, all of us evil American terrorists.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people have pointed out that the whole TSA thing is security theater. That's not what it's about. It's about creating a federal Gestapo force to take over every facet of society. That's on record, not my opinion. And now it's mainstream news today. Napolitano said TSA is going to be in your Walmarts, in your shopping malls, at checkpoints. You think you're just not going to fly? You're going to pull up. They're going to have a checkpoint set up, and these goons on power trips looking at every person wolf-like. See, but imagine if you look at them wolf-like, like, oh, this is a government fat-bellied crook. They'd all freak out. Just like the woman who has a pacemaker and who is a sexual assault victim who tried to fly through Austin Bergstrom over the holiday to see her family out on the West Coast. And she said, don't touch my breast in the pat-down. And the woman said, oh, this is a quote, oh, I'm going to touch them. And she said, no. And they said, you must go through it now that you've entered. And the cops slammed her down, drug her off. Another victory. Well, don't worry, cops. The bankers are going to take everything you've got. And you'll just be like a third world cop in Mexico or Nigeria. You'll be living in a hovel, but you'll still have that uniform. People will still be scared of you on the street. Don't worry. Your kids will be given deadly shots. You will drink fluoride. You will get, and the football game will still be on for you. You had your big victory, didn't you? But the good news is the local news has always gone from slavishly worshiping all of this to saying they don't like it. But then they cut to two sheepish women who went, I understand it's horrible they did this to her, but it is the law. And there's no law. The airports don't have to have them there. They've invited them in. It violates the 10th Amendment. What, because a crime may be committed in an airport or a cornfield? You've got to go through people sticking their hands down your pants or grabbing your breast? This is prior constraint. No one can protect you. The world isn't safe. That's how the government's announcing, the Transportation Department earlier this year, back in January in the Wall Street Journal, that cars are bad, cars are the enemy, and they want you out of the cars on trains. Because if the government controls it, and it'll be safer, even though they're not. And they're now testing cars that take control and drive you. Because it's safer. See, this is an electronic straitjacket in the name of the nanny state. Let me just read these headlines, and I promise I'm going to your calls. Airline pilot, TSA message, you're angry. You've angered us by telling the truth. That's a quote. Yeah. Don't show that it's just a federal power grab and a takeover. Don't show that the airports are wide open. You know, now they're talking about terrorists striking the edge of the airport. So now they'll have to be checkpoints at the edge of the airport. And then, oh, at the mall. And then down the street. And see how this works? Continuing here with these articles. And these are all up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Napolitano announces expansion of Gestapo zones from airports to malls and hotels. As we predicted, Homeland Security and National Security State officialdom are in the progress and the process of expanding the police state and citizen humiliation grid from airports to hotels and shopping malls. In the United States is stepping up security at soft targets like hotels and shopping malls, as well as trains and ports, and as it counters the evolving Al-Qaeda threat, a top official told AP Sunday. We're looking at so-called soft targets, the hotels, the shopping malls, for example, all of which we have reached out to in the past year and have done a fair amount of training for their own employees. And that's why I went up a few months ago in San Francisco, getting off the plane. It was hours late in the middle of the night, and I watched the woman interrogate people, and I couldn't believe how she was. She looked like she had just won a $1 million lottery, every person she questioned. She was in her little snappy dress, you know, young 21-year-old blonde. She was Jack Bauerus. And she would, where are you going? Oh, to see your mother. Where she live? Oh, really? Tell me about your mother. And the people are like, oh, I just want my car. And I just go up there, and I'm like, this is Homeland Security stuff. And she goes, yeah, this is your real address, isn't it? Not the one on your driver's license. And I went, yeah. She went, that's right. And she just, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. But 800-plus sanctuary cities, the illegals can murder, kill, rape, 28,000 deaths, mass slaughter, rocket attacks, car bombs, people being killed, police being killed, back of the newspaper. Drones, Mexican drones crashing, CIA aircraft crashing full of cocaine. None of it's even news. Just ha, ha, ha. And meanwhile, everywhere you go now, you're checking in at a hotel. You go to third world countries, they're doing the same thing now. You think you're going to take a cruise? You think you're going to drive over a border to be left alone? No, it's worldwide control grid, continuity of agenda, dumbed down scum on a power trip ruling over you. Where are you going? And you know, that's not really your business. Oh, you don't want to tell me. Oh. Okay, I'll tell you, because I know you're a little Homeland Security spy. Ooh, I'm here for media. Yeah, that's right. I'm big. She got kind of real jealous and upset. Oh, media. I mean, literally. I'm like, yeah, national TV. Oh, what show? What network? Look. I understand you're on a power trip. Just give me my stuff. And she goes, oh, the computer broke. I know it says that History Channel, because it says right here, I already knew that. She told me, I'm spying on everything you do. I've got power. I mean, just 4 years ago, they were denying that they were spying on anybody without warrants. Now, it's bloody toilet attendants. It's some 21-year-old bimbo that I've got to bow down to. I got to lick her boots. It didn't matter what one of the checkouts I went to of, you know, 8 or 9 different car rental places, all of them were Jack Bauer now. And she said, I'm afraid the computer's locked up. I'm going to need to charge you, but I promise later, that I'll go and charge them. Okay. And I knew right then, I could tell she had this demonic look on her face. She was going to show me. And I knew I would get the money refunded, which I did from History Channel. I said, okay, here's my car, here's my stuff. She hit me and hit me hard. Didn't charge them, charged me. She showed me. She is God. She is master. She is the Soviet. She is the East German. She is the scum. She is the armies of weak, pot-bellied trash that now run this country. My pot-bellied, she wasn't pot-bellied. She was a smart, good-looking little number. Her soul was pot-bellied. And she'll be hurt bad. She'll get the news that she can't have kids when she's 30. I guarantee you that woman takes every vaccine they roll out. She does have kids. You know, the statistics are way up. Every form of cancer, diabetes, and she'll go in and fry her kid with radiation, every drug imaginable. She'll lower that kid to the ground. And she'll go to her grave worshiping New World Order, worshiping evil, worshiping everything ugly. To be ruled over by scum and trash and people that in a free society, no one would like them. No one would want to be around them. And the government knows that and is just forming an army of trash, an army of filth, an army of control freaks pressing on the nerve of power. And we have to put up with it. And my children live in a country filled with it. And our criminal government, our corporate government is exporting it worldwide. Hiring every foreigner they can because they bring them in. They know the foreigners have been taught internationally to hate America. They then use them internally. They brainwash them against the American people. They have no history of Bill of Rights or Constitution. The average American is drunk watching football, and they just turn them loose against us. And every little smart bimbo, every little smarty pants control freak, every little smarty pants that couldn't get a job anywhere else, they're getting a uniform. They're getting a power trip. The people in your rooms, that was in the news, at the hotels are now spying on you, digging through your stuff, getting a percentage of the money. They now, for years, have the cable guy, the carpet cleaner. I saw a report this weekend where a guy in California was out with a garden hose, with a garden nozzle that was bronze. I've got the same one in my backyard. You know, you can go to wide stream or small stream. And people saw it and thought it was a gun, and the cops got in a prone position, crouched, and killed him. Three cops unloaded their clips. One shotgun, two handguns, and they just said, that's the way it is. And they thanked the citizens. Thank you. It could have been a gun. That guy's dead. And they don't care, man. They do not care one bit. But all the big crimes, all the serious crimes, they're all ignored. All right, we're going to break, and I promise going to your calls. It just tears my guts out. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, it's just so officially corrupt, so obviously evil, so patently and certified and convicted. This system is murderous. I know their agenda, their philosophy, the eugenics, all of it. I know exactly what they're going to do. I know the entire story. I know every part of the play. The whole world is a stage, and each of us players upon it. And I know exactly where this leads. And I know 100% I'm right. I mean, it's like going to a circus and going, that's an elephant. Yeah, it's an elephant. It's like going to the Pacific Ocean and going, there's the Pacific Ocean. There's the moon. There's the stars. Here's the talk show host. Here's the microphone. Here's the computer screen. I mean, it's just obvious to anyone who is not an idiot. Napolitano, see something, say something campaign isn't Big Brother, she told CNN. Oh, well, if she says so, it must not be. Napolitano, pat downs are here to stay. She's such an unhappy person. Woman arrested at Austin Bergstrom International after refusing enhanced pat down. It was all a big show for everybody. Pilot punished by TSA for showing wide open security. U.S. to step up security at hotels and malls. AP. Homeland Security Chief defends airport pat downs. AP. Missouri National Guard taps inmates. Oh, Stalin and Hitler did it. I told you, they're hiring the felons. Look out. Oh, they really like having fun. All right, I promise your calls are coming up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150. And receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls now. 800-259-9231. I haven't even begun to get into the news on the economy. It's also been leaked by WikiLeaks and that the DEA is not a drug-fighting organization. They only fight people that aren't paying their cut into the banks. They fight low-level cowboys for show. They're there to make sure they stay illegal to keep prices up for their owners. That it's a giant global spy network spying on people worldwide and teaching other governments how to spy. Our government, again, is a criminal organization run by offshore corporations teaching the world how to be slaves. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I tell you. I don't know. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, same here. And I tell you, you know, these stories are just pushing and pushing us to get these TSA, not just for the airports, because now they had last week the, terrorist that was going to terrorize buffets. That story I have not heard much about. It was going to be, to me, another setup, shaking my head, saying this is just like what they're going to do with the underwear bomber.
Well, I mean, look, there are shootings at swimming pools, at movie theaters, at arcades, at horse stables. I mean, do we have to have cops everywhere? Federal toilet attendants, they're not even cops, everywhere because a crime might be committed. I mean, it's a fraud on its face.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And it's just so frustrating that, you know, I tell people, and a lot of people walk away and say, you want to be a slave, go ahead. It's your children.
Well, chances are they've already been recruited by Homeland Security. Think about the average low attention span, low IQ, low self-image, and they get approached by Homeland Security, man, and they're given a little tattletale card. It's over. I mean, they can't wait to run home and tattle on their husband for talking bad about Obama. I'm serious. I mean, these people are gone.
Exactly.
Do you realize they have built a horde of the dumbed-down people you see in the streets? They've built an army of these people.
They certainly have, and the more the conditioning that goes on and on. Like every year at the Kentucky Derby, we've got the military here. What's next? There's something new every year.
And by the way, we've been talking about that for about 8 years. Now they run out with 45 sidearms and tackle people that jump on the field after the winning. They don't send police. They don't send state police. They send the army. And the message is the army does security in America. Yeah, the security of the bankers when they rob you. I mean, look, can't you see how they're gearing up for this and everything is accelerating towards the collapse?
Exactly. And if you look at them the wrong way, you can be tackled and arrested. You're a suspected terrorist. It's giving the wrong look, like you said earlier. It's getting a lot worse. It's not getting any better. People, you got to start waking up.
We've turned into a sycophantic, boot-licking country. That is a large section of the population. And if good people, if intelligent people don't stand up and get really aggressive back in their face, it's over. The good news is I've got an article in my stack about the lobbyist literally going into overdrive, the biggest amount of lobbying money ever spent for the naked body scanners. And they admit in the article it's because of the backlash. And so they know they're in trouble. Okay, so we're actually starting to clean their clocks. They've gone too far. We're going to get this country back, Chris. We don't have a choice, Chris. What else is on your mind?
I just want to say that you're absolutely right, and that's why they're going to continue to keep pulling these false flag tears in order, another incident, and just keep going with this until they eventually try to get these body scanners in public schools, sporting events, or even possibly at Churchill Downs. I mean, I'm not going to fall for this anymore, folks. This is just BS anymore. I'm going to keep going with this, and I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to the county clerk for people and talk to some people there. I'm just that fed up, Alex.
Now, you got to get aggressive. You got to speak to the city council. You've got to – we don't have to do what the fellow did in Romania, jumping off the balcony to get their attention. We need to go and speak out and point out and say the collapse is coming. It's been designed. That's why they put the police state grid in place ahead of it, and so that as this unfolds – our credibility will only rise. That's already happening. But to anyone out there that can understand what I'm saying to them, please make the choice what side you're on. I mean, this is the great challenge, what's happening right now. This is it. This is make it or break it. Let's talk to John in Ohio, the Joseph, Fred, Mike, and others. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Mansfield, Ohio, the former appliance capital of the world until outsourcing hell came here.
Hadn't globalism been great? Hadn't it been good?
Oh, yeah. I wish you would come up here to Ohio sometime, Alex, and go through some of these Rust Belt towns. And I mean, people really, in this country and other states, they really do not see what outsourcing has done unless they come to some of these places up here.
Stay there. I'm going to hold you over. We sent a crew earlier this year to Detroit for an upcoming film on eugenics and depopulation. And it looked like something out of The Omega Man or The Last Man on Earth. I mean, it looked like a post-apocalyptic doom. Stay there. We're going to come back to John in Ohio, then Joseph, Fred, Mike, and everybody else. Folks, we know where tyranny leads. It leads to humiliation. It leads to poverty. It leads to bondage. But this is worse than previous tyrannies because on top of all that, extermination.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
It is an info war, a war on for your mind. I am very excited to see more and more well-spoken, focused individuals getting involved in talk radio, posting incredible reports to different video sites. I'm seeing a lot of people really start to get it, and I'm seeing the nomenclature and the terms that I've coined being used everywhere. That's very exciting. Because I've been worried for a long time that people were only getting part of it. Now people are really starting to get the full magnitude of what we're facing. And look, I care about these little control freak people at hotels and malls and banks that have been trained to spy on you. I care about the doctors and the lawyers and the pastors that are being hired and paid by Homeland Security to spy on people. They just don't have any sense. They're ignorant. They think America is about worshiping authority. And it's not. It's the opposite. It's we the people. And we Our founders were 180 degrees the opposite direction of what's being set up. So if you claim you love America and you care about the Star Spangled Banner, but then you support all this, you're double-minded. You're double-minded. Okay, I want to try to go quickly through calls. Finish up your point, John, about the deindustrialization.
Yeah, well, it's like I was saying, everything up here has been so deindustrialized. My family came from the South in the 60s to work up here, and now you can't go back to either place because either place you're going to go is a living hell. But like I say...
But remember, they promised that you were going to have service jobs, and now those are gone. I mean, they promised that... That having the big banks run things would be wonderful. I mean, they love us.
Yeah, but Alex, why I have you here, I just want to say, if you bring this point up, like as I post on the internet, you got Democrats, now that Obama's in there, they talk like the Republicans. They say, well, everything is your fault. It's all your fault that you're going through this. It's because you're stupid, you're uneducated, and you just don't have any momentum. And then when the Republicans were in there, it was the Republicans, like the Hannitys, were saying the same thing. But now... They're saying because card check is in here. Now Glenn Beck's harping on card check. He keeps saying, well, the labor unions are going to take over the world and everybody's going to have to belong to a labor union. And I keep screaming when I hear this because I say, you dummy, this is what they did in the Soviet Union.
Wait a minute. Rob, you mean weeks after we covered that TSA is now controlling the unions where you have to get approval to have a job, he's now covering that?
Yeah, well, here's what he says. Glenn Beck said, card check. Okay, the unions are going to take over Walmart. Everything, the Teamsters Union is going to run wild. Now, my father's a Teamster, and I can tell you, the Teamsters Union has lost clout in this country.
No. It's been taken over by the government. It's not the unions are taking over. But you're exactly right. But, I mean, going over this, what they're doing is, whether it's unions or mega corporations, it doesn't matter. They've all got the inside track with government, but that's only done so the government can then control all those employees. It's just like 500 plus, last time I checked, major mega corporations have been given waivers where they don't have to get the government health care. They don't have to pay for it, but their competition does.
I wanted to ask you while I had you on here, while I was off over this Christmas break, I've been watching a lot of interesting things on YouTube, and I watched an interview with a man, I believe he was called George Green. He was a former insider, was on ProjectCamelot.com, and he said something about on there that he'd been in the government since the 60s doing things, and he said something about the 2012, about these bases and these underground things, that there's all this stuff. He says, you think the government's building all these weapons, stuff that they're not going to use them. He said, this is the time we are living in right now. And I thought about this. Everybody keeps talking about this 2012 thing. I'm not worried about it being a natural disaster, but I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't a government-imposed disaster be a lot more efficient, if you know what I mean?
Sir, you're absolutely right. Listen, how did we know months and months before the swine flu outbreak last year that it was going to happen? Because we got the confirmed intel and the documents from Indiana, New York, and other major states that they were going to all the police departments and fire departments and saying, there will be millions dead from flu this year, there will be martial law, there will be a million people buried in your county in Indiana from Chicago. To get the cops to all freak out, go under national security control, and harden their facilities against the general public. Now, when it came, it was a hoax. And we expose that. But it doesn't matter. They've done all this to get this grid in place. I mean, how many people are there recruiting? We don't know. We see the public drives, the CIA ads on TV to, you know, go join the CIA. We know the CIA is operating locally. That's mainstream news, even though it's illegal. I mean, my dad calls me up yesterday and says, Homeland Security, one of my patients tried to recruit me for Homeland Security. And then he went and talked to his other buddy, the dentist. And the doctor said, yeah, they came to my house 2 weeks ago. I mean, they're just everywhere. They're getting ready for something big. And we're the target. We have the documents. We know that. It's outrageous. And they don't want to spook people yet. They're still using the, oh, it's the foreigners. You know, oh, my gosh, they're so scary. But in all their internal stuff, it's always been about the American people. And now they're slowly announcing that. Hey, don't trust your neighbor. Hey, watch your neighbor. Hey, you know, are they gun owners? Hey, are they criticizing the government? We got a bad case of crooks running things. And this must be what it's like to go to the doctor and have them tell you you got cancer. I mean, that's what I feel like. I got children. I got a wife. I wish every minute this wasn't real. It's so real. And you've got the cattle out there, the sheeple, who are going to get hurt really bad along with the rest of us. I prayed a lot yesterday. I prayed for hours when I was driving. I was driving for 4 hours. And I probably prayed quietly, silently for 2 hours. I really got close to God yesterday. And then I had all these ideas and all these thoughts I want to articulate, all these notes I wrote. Then I get on air and I don't even know what to say anymore. You're all going to find out. Those of you in denial out there, you're going to find out. And those of you that are hired to attack me and lie about me to divert people off the information I cover, you're going to find out. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, it makes me sick that Glenn Beck copies everything I do. Though he's come a long way because the public's woken up so much that because they want to control the opposition, they allow him to operate so that they can have him flip-flop later. I know that's what's happening, but I really do cry. I really do cry. And yesterday, driving home, for probably an hour, and I was embarrassed of it for some reason, and I had my sunglasses on. My wife didn't really notice. I had tears just running down my face. You know, not where you're sobbing, not where you're crying. I was almost like meditating, but I was just had tears just coming out. Because it's going to get bad. And now, everybody I know, all they talk about is getting out of the country. And last week, you know, I went and visited a few places to leave the country. I'm going to be honest with listeners. I won't leave, but I may get my family out of the country. And they were just the same or worse. There's nowhere to run, man. It's world. It's like Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia all rolled into one with super high-tech control and all of these dumb cops and dumb hotel people and dumb doctors and dumb lawyers. All of them have no idea. Do you think I get up here and tell you they're poisoning their water and it isn't true? We've got an hour-long top toxicologist scientist interview up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the Dr. Conant interview for everybody, right up there on the site, where he lays it all out. They know full well. Where is your survival instinct for the average enforcer who's on a power trip working for this system? You're under assault every day. And I know why you don't break your conditioning, because at a subconscious level, you are scared to death. At a subconscious level, you know this is all real. Everybody's smart. Everybody's smart. Some are smarter than others. But everybody's smart in different ways, but even a child out of the mouths of babes, even a five-year-old knows. And the globalists are master tacticians of psychological warfare. They've studied anthropology, sociology. They created it. They know deep down you're all scared. They know deep down you feel the ominous threat, the chill. Your sixth sense mobilizing you to resist and stand up. Your common sense. Your gut. And so they take that natural concern you've got to mobilize yourself to defend your family, and they say, oh, it's the man with the turban. That's why you feel like this. They know you know. You understand what I'm saying? So they take all of your gut instinct of concern. Everybody's freaked out. People know stuff's wrong. They know we're in trouble. And they take that and say, yeah, be scared. We're going to protect you, when they're the ones. They're the abusers. They're the bad guys. John, great points from Ohio. God bless you. Joseph in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. First of all, I just wanted to thank you, your staff, and all your guest speakers for helping us to stop the New World Order. I appreciate you helping to wake me up. I've been listening to you now for about maybe 6 months. I agree with everything you're saying 100%. I stopped watching TV before I was watching you on Prison Planet TV. And it's so true what you're saying about people being brainwashed. It was like getting off of a drug. It's so addictive to stop watching TV. It took me about 30 days of not watching TV before I finally felt this sense of relief.
Well, it is a drug. No, I mean, it's admittedly changes brain chemistry and actually causes Alzheimer's, major studies. In fact, just search the term Alzheimer's TV, guys, and show them some headlines. It literally lowers your brainwave level to a sleeping, waking, mesmerized, sleepwalking stage.
Exactly, and the messages go straight through into your subconscious, so you don't have a chance to object or analyze what's being put into your brain. It's like they're just downloading the information into your brain. I tell people, you know, I stop watching TV, and they look at me like I'm crazy, like I don't want to have indoor plumbing in my house, almost like that kind of a sense. Like, how could you not watch TV? You have to watch TV. It's insane, and I try to tell them, you're being brainwashed. You need to shut that damn thing off.
It's not a game. I mean, we are being brainwashed, and the incredible studies, we just put one up about Alzheimer's and television, massive increases. Now young people are getting what they call Alzheimer-like diseases, that video games are even worse. And people are like, oh, no, my games aren't bad. When you really get focused on a video game, And with the flicker rate, and now they've got all this new Microsoft video games that scan your face and your voice while you play. It's total surveillance. You're inviting it in. And these people, we shouldn't get mad at them. In fact, that was one of the main things I wanted to say to people, is that it really, I realize that it's wrong that I call people blobs. And I don't mean that physically. I mean spiritual blobs. They're in bondage. They're under mind control. We're all under mind control to a certain extent. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're up against. You can't blame these people. They are literally under MK-Ultra high-tech mind control through the television, through the chemicals, through the food, through the water. These are victims. These are sad, sad people. And that was the main thing in the last week that I focused on and realized. I feel so sorry for all these little petty control freaks who are under mind control but also on a power trip. I feel sorry. But what outrages me is these demonic controllers who know exactly what they're doing, and they're so easy to defeat the minute we realize what they are. But until we do that, we don't have a chance. And it's about to get a lot worse, folks. You don't know what's coming. It's so horrible. They plan on killing most of us. They've sworn to do it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joseph. Anything else?
I agree with you 100%, and that's why I do everything I can to spread the word about, tell people to get a Prison Planet subscription so that they can get informed. I pass out your movies to everybody I know. Anybody that I tell that acts like, well, you know, that's crazy stuff, just like you said, I forget about them and I move on to somebody else because they don't want to know. They want to keep their head in the sand. So if that's the way they want to go, if they want to perish, you know, that's their problem. But I'm going to keep on spreading the word. I'm telling everybody I know I will never fly again until all those body scanners have been removed and the TSA has been abolished. I've sent emails to all the major airlines telling them that. I will never fly again. Al Gore rapes women, and he and the women that try to expose him get drugged through the mud. I mean, I'm over here in San Diego. We have listening devices all over in all the neighborhoods. At first, when I saw those things, I thought they were cell phone receptors to help, you know, with the cell phone.
No. Oh, by the way, I forgot. They've announced that every mail carrier is now a spy, and they're going to fit them with antennas to steal all your wireless transmission and with microphones. I remember 13 years ago, When they put microphones up all over Austin, call them gunshot detectors, then this year they went ahead more honest and said, no, we're listening to you. They've got laser couplers that shoot at your window, invisible lasers that listen to everything in your house because the laser hits the window and it creates like a membrane, just like a microphone, and they listen. I mean, it's just pure crime. It's illegal, but they do it. They are such scum. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And again, I figured this out a long time ago, but it really hit me this week while I was focused. The globalists rationalize that I'm on the air and that I actually helped them. They believe that. They believe that you're cowards. They believe that my hardcore approach, which isn't hardcore, it's a realist approach, is going to scare you. They think you're beaten. They think you're broke back. They think you're weak. And they think, hearing hardcore truth, that you're going to get scared and go into your shell. Humans are different than other creatures on this planet. All the major studies show. A certain percentage of us, you can't train us to have learned helplessness. You can't train us to submit. And there's a certain percentage of people who can't be broken. And it's up to us to go out and unlock the other people that are under hardcore mind control. Listen, I know a lot of you are scared. A lot of you are concerned. You got to take that energy. You got to put it into resistance. Because I'm looking in the globalist eyes. I can see their soul. And I'm here to tell you, they're getting scared. They're not invincible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Continue with your phone calls and a bunch of news. But more and more I realize we've proven all the information. We've covered how crazy and draconian all this is. I mean, I couldn't believe 13 years ago when I learned in the engineering publications that were not even classified that the government worldwide, the global government, the corporate government, was moving to all the new appliances, the smart appliances. See, if they can say what kind of toilet you have, what type of light bulb you have, they can then make all the new appliances have these smart chips in them, where the appliances are accessed not by a wireless box out on the side of the road with these new smart meters that control the temperature in your house. Remember just 5 years ago, they'd laugh at you talking about that. Now from New York to Texas to California, it's going in. They came and put one on our office a few months ago, or I guess earlier in the year, and didn't even ask us. I mean, we now are controlled by the government. We don't get to control the thermostat if they want. I mean, this isn't freedom. I told people years ago the government was planning to have tracker switches in all your cars to tax you by the mile. Now the Department of Transportation has announced that's their plan and has pilot programs going, and more than 10,000 Austinites are doing a trial right where I live. But when I first read them proposing it, people laughed at me. The laughing is over. So you read this AP article, people say, well, that doesn't say what you said. I'm giving you the whole backstory. Just like when I told you they're getting a biometric scan with these scanners 2 years ago, now it's AP. Same thing here. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send coded internet data. I'm going to cover more of this next hour. Now, they don't tell you here that it's through the power, data transmission over power lines. But that's in all the real literature and the patents. They don't tell you this flicker rate is for mind control, but it's all patented. They admit it's a flicker rate. Too fast for the eye to see, to perceive. The eye sees it, you just don't perceive it. How do you hypnotize somebody with a flashing light? It's all there. This is so diabolical. Where are they testing it? Government buildings. Where'd they test the smart meters? Government buildings. Now, this is incredible. The Drudge Report just gets bolder and bolder. We want to salute Matt Drudge. I didn't see it. Jaron saw it at his parents' house over Christmas. And confirmed, went to another computer, Drudge, of all his links, they were all green on Christmas, but Alex Jones at Infowars.com, those were green and red. I guess a Christmas present for Matt Drudge. Well, Matt, we appreciate your stand for liberty. Matt, of course, DrudgeReport.com. Right now, the only red link on the Drudge Report is to Napolitano announces expansion of Gestapo zones from airports to malls and hotels. So now, not just hundreds of thousands, but millions of people will see that article. Good job, Kurt Nemo, getting that out this morning as well. By the way, Kurt, I know you point out that we predicted all of this, but add those to the bottom and the videos. You can get stuff 8 years old. The problem is I don't have the crew to sit there and mark every prediction I make. And people are very upset by how accurate my predictions are. So they try to twist what my predictions are. Or they try to lie about my predictions. How many of you have heard me for 8 years say they were going to take over every corner of society in a 10th Amendment violation? And again, I'm not tooting my horn. I saw Ridge on C-SPAN say it. By the way, you heard a caller talk about PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a special running until the end of the year where you can get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, the live stream of the show, the video. But forget that. You don't need to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We're now taking the big hour and 2 hour long special exclusive video interviews and posting them on our YouTube channel, The Info Warrior. So you can go to the main Alex Jones channel and find that link. So much key intel, spread it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.